Romans chapter 5. We saw this on Wednesday evening, but we'll look at this again. The title of the message is Justification and Peace. Justification and Peace. The apostle says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to begin this morning by asking a very important question. Are you justified? Are you justified? I tell you, without justification, there is no salvation. You personally, you must be justified before God. Are you justified? Justified means innocent. To be justified is to be completely innocent before God. It is means to be completely righteous before God. Are you righteous before God? Are you innocent in every thought, in every word, in every deed? Are you innocent and actively righteous before God? This is what it is to be justified. And I'm not asking, are you justified before men? That's easy to do. That's easy to trick me. But I tell you, God will not be tricked. God will not be tricked. Are you righteous before God? God, who sees all things, knows all things, knows your thoughts, knows your motives, knows the very intent of your heart. Are you righteous before God? Who even charges His angels with folly? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees." Now we have a negative idea of scribes and Pharisees. We see them as they are revealed in Scripture. They're self-righteous. But I tell you, they were the most moral of men. These were the most well-studied of the Scriptures. They knew them. They knew them. They memorized them. They wrote them on the doors of their house. They wrote them on the sleeves of their garments. These men were absolutely, you and I could not charge them. We could not find fault with them. The apostles found no fault with them. The only one that found fault with them was the Lord Jesus, who knew their hearts. And I tell you, He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your motives. And I tell you, except your righteousness exceed theirs, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. To be justified before God is to be without sin, without guilt, without blame. Not before men, but before God. Now I'll tell you, if any one of us would be honest, just for a moment, just for this moment, you be honest with yourself. If we would be honest with our own souls, we know that we have sinned against God. We know. We know this. Our own conscience convicts us of sin. You remember those self-righteous Pharisees that brought that woman before the Lord Jesus who was taken in adultery. They didn't do it because they loved justice. They didn't do it because they loved God. They did it because they had the motive to destroy the testimony of our Lord Jesus. And they were ready to stone this woman. And you remember what the Lord Christ said to them? He said, "You that are without sin, you cast the first stone." And they, of their own conscience, were convicted. And they all turned away, knowing that they had sinned. All have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So then no man can be justified by his deeds before God. It's my desire, I pray that the Holy Spirit convict every one of us of this. That the Holy Spirit would take the light of this and shine in our hearts and pierce through the darkness and show us our sin, our guilt. I pray that you that are dead, I pray that God the Holy Spirit would show you are dead. Dead in trespasses and sin, your awful condition. That you're without God, without hope, without life. And your only reward, if God were to give you what you deserve, eternal hell is all He would give you. If you'd be honest with yourself, that you'd know that to be true. Lost sinner, see that you are not just indifferent toward God. Some people think they're just indifferent. Well, I like God a little bit. You know, I kind of tip my hat to God, and I'm just indifferent about it. You know, no, you are not indifferent. You are at enmity, hatred against God. If you hate the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you have no desire to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you have no love for the brethren, if you have no love for Christ, it is because you hate God. You hate God. You despise Him. You defy Him. You are a rebel. That your whole heart, body, and soul is set on fire in hatred against a holy God. Carnal mind is enmity against God. Here's the proof. For it is not subject to the law of God. Are you subject to the law of God? Are you by nature subject to the law of God? No, and neither indeed can the old man be subject to God. Though you may prosper in this world for a season, I tell you, God will take holy vengeance against all who are outside of His Son. All of you who are not justified, God will take holy vengeance, and your days of rebellion are numbered. The days of everyone's rebellion is numbered. Though wicked men prosper for a season, though they may defy God all the days of their life, death is coming, hell is moving, God will have His justice against every sin. And yet God in grace has purpose to justify many. God has purposed to justify many. You and I, if we would be honest, we know this, we cannot justify ourselves. We are guilty. We have sinned. The only one that can justify us is God. God has purpose. This is the gospel. This is the message of the good news of the gospel, is that God has willed, God has purposed to justify many. Justify guilty rebels. God has purposed from eternity that many sons of Adam should be given a free pardon. A free pardon. I tell you, if I were to stand here with a court document that says you are guilty before the law of this state, many of you would be very on edge. I tell you, you're guilty before God, and many people don't even care. They don't even care. They're indifferent to it. They're rebels. But I tell you, I've got a pardon. Now that's good only for the guilty. Isn't that right? If you were guilty, a pardon is what you want. A pardon is what you need. Are you guilty? I tell you, God has decreed a pardon. A pardon. A free pardon. What must I do to get pardon? Nothing. God has declared that He will pardon guilty sinners. This justification was given only through the person and work of Jesus Christ, His Son. This pardon that comes from God, this justification that comes from God, decreed of God, was promised in Christ before the world began. Herein is the covenant of peace that God would justify His children by making His Son their surety. If you are justified, it is because God purposed to justify you, and He purposed to do it through His only Son. There is no other way of justification. There is no other way to be justified before God but by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Himself agreed to be the surety, agreed to guarantee. It is though the Father and the Son struck hands in eternity. The Father said, "I'll justify a people," and the Son said, "I'll be a surety for them. I'll be a guarantee, Father, that they shall be saved." They will be saved. Therefore, Jesus could say, "This is the will of Him that sent me, that of all which the Father hath given me, I should lose nothing, but raise them up again at the last day. Therefore, all the elect of God were justified in the purpose of the Father and in the purpose and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ before the world began." Well, this purpose, God, everything that God purposes, He brings to pass. This purpose of justification, God has brought to pass because He has sent His Son into the world. He has sent His Son to come and accomplish what He purposed, to justify the ungodly. The eternal Son was made flesh so that He would be a representative man. Do you know that you are saved only through a representative man? No one is saved apart from this representative man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a representative man, He was not just a good man. Some people are believing that. Some people are hoping in that kind of man that, well, Jesus is a good man. He'll let me by. Jesus was a good man, but I tell you, He was the best of men. And He was not just a good man. He was not just a prophet. He was God, manifest in the flesh. God condescended to come down so that He might justify, pardon, freely pardon guilty sinners. Therefore, God was in the flesh, a perfect, sinless man, so perfect that all who challenged Him were defeated. Satan challenged Him. He tempted Him. And Jesus said, "The prince of this world hath found nothing in me." Nothing in me. God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man." Sinner, behold, if you need to be justified, if you know your need of it, I tell you, you'll only find it in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness of God. He is the only one who magnified the law of God, who made it honorable by His every thought and deed. And I tell you, for in order for you to be justified, God's justice must be satisfied. Satisfied. God, not willing to impute our sins to us. There's a root of justification, the root of it. God was not willing to impart our sins to us. If you are justified before God, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are justified before God. It is because God was not willing to impute your sins or charge your sins to you. He was not willing. Now, why was He not willing? Grace. Grace. It's the only word to describe why God was not willing. Unmerited favor. He was not willing to charge your sins to you. He was willing to charge them to His only beloved Son. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 19, it says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's the word I'm preaching to you right now. Reconciliation. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God, for He hath made Him. He hath imputed our sins to Christ, made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is God's purpose for sending His Son. And when Christ was on the cross, the prophecy was fulfilled in Zechariah 13:7. It says, awake, O sword, and smite the shepherd. And against a man, my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. O sinner, behold the Savior on the cross, beaten, bleeding, dying be, not for the sins that He had done, but for my sins He died for me. Behold the Lamb of God that was slain. Jesus, by His one offering, has borne all the guilt and shame. By His one offering, God imputing our sins to Christ, not willing to impute them to us, so that God should be just and the justifier of the ungodly. Do you not see that this is all about Him? Your salvation is not about you, it's about Him. It's about Him. You were saved because He wanted you. That's it. He justified you. Now, who are these justified saints? They are all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, are you justified? How do you know you are justified who have truly been guilty? The only evidence that God has given us is by faith. Faith. You who believe, and only you who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, are justified from all your guilt and sin. Therefore, being already justified by faith. Faith is the revelation of justification, and only faith. Faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is not the beginning of our justification. Faith is not the cause of our justification. Faith is the realization. Faith is the light bulb. It goes off. It's the light that shines in the heart and reveals what God has done. By faith we know that God is the beginning of our justification. Christ's blood is the cause of our justification. In our text in verse 11, it says, and not only so, But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. That word atonement is reconciliation. By faith we now receive the reconciliation that God has already made. God has made the reconciliation. And every sinner who is justified gives no glory to self, no glory to works, and we give no glory to faith. I don't have faith in my faith. I have faith in the object of my faith. This morning I am justified through the blood of Jesus Christ alone, without anything else that I can add. And I dare not add one thing to His blood. I dare not add one thing to Him. He gives me life. He clothes me with the righteousness of Christ. So that I should be dressed only in His righteousness alone. When I die, I will be ushered into the presence of God, forever accepted, because I am clothed in His righteousness. Remember the wedding the Lord Jesus pictured? He said there was a man there who had not a wedding garment. Everyone else was dressed with the same robe. Everyone else had the same garment. But this guy said, well, I'm just going to wear my own. I've got a better garment than that. And I've got some of those, you know, my daughter, she likes those little frilly, sparkly things, you know, to put on her clothes and stuff. That's what works religion is they put these glittery things all over themselves. And then they expect to be accepted of God. What happened to that man who was dressed in his own robe? He was cast into outer darkness. We don't dare go before Christ in our own righteousness. We dare bring nothing because there is nothing good in ourselves. We gladly leave off any hopes of self, and we gladly cling only to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now you who do believe, do you feel justified? Does God ever ask you to feel justified? Let me ask you, is that an evidence that you're clinging to, that you feel justified? The question should be, do you believe? Do you believe on Jesus Christ as all your justification? In the surety thou art free, His dear hands were pierced for thee, with thy Savior's vesture on, holy as the Holy One. It is upon this truth that the foundation of our peace with God rests, through our Lord Jesus Christ. When everything seems well within us, we are tempted to say, all is well. When everything feels right, we think everything is right. We say, I'm well because I feel this or feel that. These evidences, they may feel good, but we're not to rely on them at all, because many times we feel the opposite. Many times we feel the opposite, that things aren't right, that things aren't going well, and we feel we aren't justified. Many times we feel this way. We feel like we do not have peace with God. Believer, if this is your case, fly to the cross immediately. Fly to the cross and confess Christ by faith. Some men build great towers on tops of mountains, and as the wind blows, their towers fall. And I tell you, if you build your evidence of justification, if you build your evidence of peace with God on your works or on your faith or on anything you've done, it will fall. It will fall. But I tell you, just as those foundations, those mountains were not shaken by the wind, I tell you, Christ, His work is not shaken by how we feel. His work is sure. His work is sure. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. What's the foundation of your peace with God? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's your foundation. There you may find rest. There you may find comfort. There you may find true peace. In this world, you will not find peace. Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. Have you not found that to be true in your dealings with the lost, with those even of your own family? Have you not found that to be true? Our Lord said it's true. It's true. He came not to bring peace with this world, but division. And He did. He did. There's no peace in this world, and you shouldn't expect it. You should expect a cross. Is that not against what we expect? We expect everything to go well. Why is things not going well? Our Lord promised you it wouldn't go well. He promised you a cross. Peace, that kind of peace comes after. But you still may have peace in your heart, no matter what happens around you. This is an exhortation to you who are justified, to you who believe on Christ, you who have peace with God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. I believe it's Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let this reign over everything that happens. We have peace with God through the blood of Christ. What then could take away this peace? What? Who shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Who? No one and nothing. No one and nothing. Let that rule over every circumstance. Let that be the object of your affection and the comfort of your soul. That we are justified. We have peace with God. And all of that has nothing to do with my works. It has everything to do with the blood of Christ that was shed for my sins. And I'm reconciled to God. You who believe, you're reconciled to God. I pray that God bless that to you.